It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
I'm joining.
Huggy Lowdown.
The man that's always on the go, Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
The woman who's always in the know, J. Anthony Brown.
Ooh, what up, Hug?
Mr. Hot as a Mofo and co-star of the Ricky Smiley TV show.
All right.
Tom, when I heard that earlier, I damn near fell off my futon. That J. Anthony Brown really get around on it. I mean, he's in Steve Harvey movies, Ricky Smiley TV show, and I heard he's supposed to be replacing Randy Jackson as a judge on American Idol. And he's working on a reggae album like Snoop under the name of J. Anthony Lyon. Speaking of Lyon, did y'all know that Lyon can make you sick?
What?
Have y'all heard this study? Yep, according to this new study released by the University of Notre Dame, they did an experiment with 110 people for 10 weeks and concluded through a polygraph test and health and relationship test that when you lie, your health goes down. And when your lies go down, your health improves. Ain't that some shiggity? All these years of brothers lying, they don't even know why they were getting sick. I mean, they can't even answer their girlfriends when she asks, how come you always come home with a cold when you stay over your mama house? Or go out of town for work? Or help your sister move? Or fall asleep over your homeboy house? Or when your cell phone dies? Or when you work overtime? Sybil, remember when Bill Clinton said he didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky?
That's right.
He did look a little sick, didn't he?
He did. Yes, he did. You're absolutely right.
And if Edward would have paid attention to Bella when she was twilighting with that producer, he would have noticed she was a little under the weather. This survey is off the hook. Now we know why Mitt Romney always looks sick. He be lying. Tom, Sybil, J, I'm proud to announce I'm doing a benefit show tonight. It's called Comics for Change. The organization is called Gold Diggers, G-O-A-L-J, Gold Diggers, which was started by comedian Michelle Forman. She works with empowering inner-city girls from the Baltimore, Maryland area. It's called the Sankofa Project, and we're raising money to send these girls to Ghana, West Africa, to trace their ancestries in the fall.
Oh, great.
It's at Scooby's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland at 7 p.m. It's a great cause, and for more info, y'all can Google Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project. Thank you.
Are you lying, honey?
Can you approve this message?
And it's G-O-A-L.
G-O-A-L.
All right.